Robert Ticknor, back to him. Now, Robert Ticknor was a former Labor federal government minister. He was appointed as the chief executive officer of the Red Cross in 2005. He was a Labor councillor on the Sydney City Council between 77 and 84. He was the deputy mayor and acted as the Lord Mayor for a brief period in the 80s. Now, he was a successful candidate in the 1984 Hughes by-election as the Labor MP and eventually became the Australian or the Federal Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island Affairs from 1990 to 96. It says here his tenure was in office was marred by the Hindmarsh Island Bridge controversy. Partly due to this affair, he was resoundingly defeated in 1996 by the Liberal challenger Dana Vale. He had an 11-point swing. He was one of the three ministers in the Paul Keating government at the time to lose his seat. He then became chief executive of the Red Cross, and he's been there ever since 2005. Now, there's a story today, embargoed until this morning, from the Australian Red Cross. Now, you know on this program, I support the Red Cross because I think they do outstanding work. But this story brings into question the impartiality of the Red Cross in Australia. And the story says this. Australians are misinformed when it comes to some basic facts on refugees and asylum seekers. Most people think it's a crime to come by boat without a visa seeking protection, and most think there's an official queue of refugees and asylum seekers that can be resettled. Well, we do, of course, take many thousands of asylum seekers legally every year. Our survey of 1,000 people across Australia found the public don't really know the scale of the issue nor the realities that refugees and asylum seekers face. Further, women are more likely than men to get the facts wrong. The quiz-style survey questions included facts based on the most recent data from the United Nations High Commissioner. It's not a crime to come to Australia by boat without visa and ask for protection. Yet almost 7 out of 10 people think it is. Well, the problem for Mr. Ticknor, the former federal Labor government minister, is that the people we're talking about come legally to other countries with their papers and then get on the fishing boats, or used to under Labor, under his mate's government, and then throw their papers overboard. Everyone has the right to seek asylum from persecution. Well, we would agree with that. But unfortunately, they're not seeking asylum from persecution, Mr. Ticknor. They're seeking economic asylum because they're economic refugees. Red Cross is concerned there's so much misunderstanding. We think some of the myths are dispelled. We'll have a more compassionate and stronger community. This comes from a former federal government Labor minister, Robert Ticknor. Now, what I can share with you in relation to Mr. Ticknor is some very important facts about what the Red Cross is supposed to be about. And I'm afraid Mr. Ticknor misses the boat. Impartiality. It makes no discrimination as to nationality, race, religious beliefs, class or political opinions. It endeavours to relieve the suffering of individuals being guided solely by their needs and to give priority to the most urgent cases of distress. Neutrality. In order to continue to enjoy the confidence of all, the movement may not take sides in hostilities or engage in controversies of a political, racial, religious or ideological nature. Well, Mr. Ticknor, straight away here you've gone outside your neutrality principle. And you do much damage to the Red Cross, Mr. Ticknor, by pushing your politics down the throat of other people. And Mr. Ticknor should be held to account for this nonsense. Mr. Ticknor's entitled to think what he likes, but he shouldn't be using the Red Cross, which do an outstanding job, for his own agenda like he has here today. It's just lunacy, and Mr. Ticknor should be reminded of that, and reminded of it quite often.